看见大家平安，我们向神献上感谢。
When I see you are all well, I want to give thanks to our Lord.
神是创造万物的神。
Truly, our God is a God of, is a creator of all.
他也是管理万物的神。
And he is also the one who controls all.
神允许让这个风暴来临到我们在美国的居民。
He allows this storm to come to America.
让我们更多的想到说我们人何等的有限和渺小。
So once again, we are forced to reflect that we are truly limited. We are so insignificant.
一百年从来在秋天末了冬天开始的时候都是风平浪静的。
For 100 years, that we always have a quite peaceful weather at the end of fall and the beginning of winter.
那不保证说就不会有风暴。
And yet it doesn't guarantee we won't encounter storm.
主来之前
before the coming of the Lord,
有许许多多的兆头。
There will be many signs.
你知道上个礼拜在飓风来临的时候，
Do you know that right before the hurricane last week,
我们教会有一对青年人去好外度蜜月。
That a young couple from our church, they went to Hawaii for their honeymoon.
那么我们就听见消息说，这个美国在 Hawaii 发了这个海啸的这个警报。
And yet, America already gave a warning to the Hawaii resident for the coming of a tsunami.
因为加拿大的西北这个海岸呢发生了 7.7 级的大地震。
Because there was a great earthquake happened to the west-north corner of Canada.
那么我们在这里经历100年所没有的这个巨大的风暴。
And now we experienced such a great hurricane which we haven't experienced for 100 years.
我们不能在这一个全世界最先进最科技各方面政府人民生活最先进的这个国家里面我们不能失去警醒仰望依靠神的心。
We cannot be in mute or we can lose to be alert even we are in the most advanced country in the world.
人正说平安稳妥的时候灾难突然的来到。
That while people were greeting each other with peace, all of the sudden the calamityWelcome.
我们从哪里得安慰?
Then where can we receive peace and comfort?
从主的话。
Only from God's word.
听见主的话，我们心里有预备。
Once we receive God's word, we are prepared.
我们知道我们在地上是客旅。
We know we are merely a sojourner on this earth.
当灾难来临的时候，更多让我们想家。
When the calamity comes, once again we are reminded that we have a home.
今天我来跟弟兄姊妹讲圣经里面另外一个人的祷告。
And today I would like to share with another prayer in the Bible.
感谢神给我这个机会，我们一同分享过雅各的祷告。
Praise the Lord that I had the opportunity to share with you the prayer of Jacob.
分享过摩西的祷告。
Share with you the prayer of Moses.
那是两位弟兄的祷告。
Now there were two prayers from brothers.
那今天呢，我们来看一看一个姐妹在旧约圣经里面她的祷告。
And today let us focus a prayer from a sister in the Old Testament.
我们是根据撒母耳记上第一章四到十一节以及撒母耳记上第二章一到十节这两段经文我们来领受。
The passage is from 1 Samuel chapter 1 from verse 4.To verse 11 and chapter 2 from verse 1 to verse 10.
好，我的投影都打出来，中文、英文都有。
And now I have shown you the both Chinese and English scripture.
好，我们如果中文、英文可以一同来慢慢把它读过，那我们对着这一段经文呢，我们就先能够有一点印象。
Why don't we all read together, no matter in which language you prefer, so we may be impressed by the scripture.
好，我们来。
Let's all read out loud together.
以利加拿每逢献祭的日子，将祭肉分给他妻比尼拿和比尼拿所生的儿女，给哈拿的却是双份，因为他爱哈拿， 无乃耶和华不使哈拿生育。
Because the Lord.
好，第六节到七节来。比尼拿见耶和华不使哈拿生育，就做他的对头，大大激动他，要使他生气。每年上到耶和华殿的时候，以利加拿都以双份给哈拿，比尼拿仍是激动他，以致他哭去不吃饭。第八节第九节，她丈夫以利加拿对她说，哈拿，你为何哭泣不吃饭，心里愁闷呢？有我不比十个儿子还好吗？他们在示罗吃喝完了，哈拿就站起来，祭司以利在耶和华殿的门框旁边坐在自己的位上。第十一节，哈拿心里愁苦说，就痛痛哭泣，祈祷耶和华，许愿说，万军之耶和华，你若垂顾卑女的苦情，眷念不忘卑女，赐我一个儿子，我必使他终身归于耶和华，不用剃头刀剃他的头。
好，
第二章第一节到第十节，先读一节二节。哈拿祷告说，我的心因耶和华欢乐，我的脚因耶和华高举，我的口向仇敌张开，我因耶和华的救恩欢心，只有耶和华为圣，除他以外没有可比的，也没有磐石像我们的神。第三节四节，人不要夸口说骄傲的话，也不要出狂妄的言语，因耶和华是大有知识的神，人的行为被他衡量，勇士的弓都已折断，跌倒的人以力量束腰。第五第六，素来饱足的反作用人求食，饥饿的再不饥饿，不生育的生了七个儿子，多有儿女的反倒衰微。耶和华使人死也使人活，使人下阴间也使人往上升。
He bring down to the grave and rises up.
第七节第八节，他使人贫穷也使人富足，使人卑微也使人高贵，他从灰尘里抬举贫寒人，从粪堆中提拔穷乏人，使他们与王子同坐，得着荣耀的座位。地的柱子属于耶和华，他将世界立在其上。第九第十，他必保护圣民的脚步，使恶人在黑暗中寂然不动，人都不能靠力量得胜，与耶和华争竞的必被打碎，耶和华必从天上以雷攻击他，以审判地极的人，将力量赐予所立的王，高举受高者的脚。这是这一位姐妹哈拿的祷告。
This is the prayer from a sister Hannah.
当然，第一章是说出她心里面向神的祈求。
Of course, from chapter 1, it talks about her desire to the Lord.
第二章是他的祈求得着神答应以后，他向神献上的感谢，向神献上的赞美。
The second part of the prayer is her thanksgiving and praise after she received the response from the Lord.
我们先看第一段。
Let us focus on the first part.
我们发觉说，在他第一段的祷告里有三个重点。
We realize there are three main points from the first part of her prayer.
头一个，他心里面痛苦。
First of all, there's pain in her heart.
所以我们说到她痛苦，心里痛苦的这一个迫习是什么？
And therefore, we understand she, let us focus on the reason why she feel anguish.
第二段说到她这个心路历程的改变。
And second part is talk about how she has gone through a journey.
第三段我们发觉他能唱歌了，他能唱歌的秘密是什么？
And third part, we want to focus on the secret of his joyful praise.
那么首先呢，我们看一看他的痛苦。
Let us focus on her anguish.
我们发觉说第五节呢，说到他心里愁苦。
On verse 5, we realize she was under a great distress.
英文圣经说他在 bitterness.
Because there's a bitterness in her heart.
她有痛苦。
There's a bitterness.
There's a pain. Also.
There's a pain.
这个痛呢，不是身体上的。
And we are not talking about some physical pain from her flesh.
是她心里面的痛苦。
But rather in her heart.
圣经上说她在那里痛痛哭泣。
And talk about she wept deeply.
那么希伯来文说她的痛痛哭泣呢，是说她wailing, 大哭。
I talk about she, the word described her pain was, she was wailing.
原来啊，她的丈夫啊，有两个太太。
It turns out that her husband had two wives.
一个呢，另外一个呢，叫做比尼拿。
One of wife, her name is Penina.
这个比尼拿呢，就激怒哈拿。
Penina irritate Hannah.
对她很残酷
，and was cruel to her.
这个激动她，原文就是叫她生气
，and just provoking her, make her angry.
使得哈拿这个妇女非常心里面非常的痛苦。
So create a great distress on Hannah.
大哭
，and she weep deeply.
伤心的哭
，out loud,
伤心的哭
，and so distressed.
为什么呢
？So disheartened. Why?
因为她不能生育。
Because she was barren.
她要小孩。
She desired to have a child.
却是生不出小孩。
And yet she couldn't have a child.
我想每一个人听见这样的妇女呢，我们都会同情。
And of course, many of us, once we heard such thing happen to any woman, we feel empathy to the woman.
愿意有小孩却没有小孩。
Whoever desired to have a child, and yet she couldn't to have a child.
所以痛苦。
And therefore she suffered.
当然呢，今天在我们西方的世界里头啊
，Of course, in today's Western advanced world，
很多人呢结了婚反而不要小孩。
And many people even after they are married, they don't desire to have a child。
不光是在西方世界
，Not only in the Western world。
前些时候我有一个年轻的时候的这个在教会里面的同伴。
Some time ago, I had a friend who I.We were partnered together many years ago.
一同参加青年夏令营。
And at the time, we all enjoyed the youth camp together back then.
一同被神的爱所吸引。
We were all attracted by the love of God.
一同被神的爱激励。
And we were all encouraged by the love from the Lord.
我们都在我们十几岁的时候就把自己奉献给主。
And while we were teenager, we dedicate our lives to the Lord.
后来我们都去读大学，在大学的团契里面，不同的学校，我们都在学校里面服事。
After that, we went to different colleges and we started serving our fellowship.To serve our Lord.
大学毕业以后
After graduation from
college, 我们又听见主的呼召，我们就回应。我们后来两个人都做了传道人。
We all heard the call from the Lord, and we were called to be a full-time preacher.
从大学毕业以后，我们就没有再见过面。
And after we graduated from college, we have never seen each other ever again.
在前不久，大概是两个星期之前，我们有机会终于见面了。
Until about 2 weeks ago, we had the opportunity to see each other.
他从华神台湾华神这个神学院毕业以后，就在教会里面牧会在那里牧会了20多年。他退休。
After he graduated from a biggest seminary from Taiwan, he started serving the church for more than 20 years, and then he retired.
然后呢，他就在大陆。去做家庭教会的培训的工作。
Then he went to mainland China to do the to lead the underground church and to help their leaders to grow.
那么我们就在讲啊，就在述说神的恩典。
Then we had a conversation to talk about the grace of God.
然后我们就谈到说，我说我有三个孩子。
Then I start to mention I have three children myself.
他说我有两个。
And he say I have two.
一个男的，一个女的。
One boy, one girl.
这个女儿呢是妹妹。
The girl is the younger one.
妹妹呢现在嫁给了一位美国弟兄。
And my daughter now married to an American.
事实上，这个美国弟兄啊，他是个调琴师。
And actually, this American, he's a brother in the Lord, and he's a piano tuner.
piano tuner 啊。那么这个而且很有名的。
And also not only he's a piano tuner, he's a very famous one too.
啊，他们有一个小女孩。
And they have a little girl.
啊，四岁。
And four years old.
哦，我说我们也有一个家里也有一个四岁的。
And I say, oh, I also have a four-year-old myself.
啊，是我的
granddaughter.
第二个孙子啊。
It's my second grandson.
啊，那么。然后呢，我还有一个孙女。
And I also have a granddaughter.
啊，然后我说，那你儿子呢
？Then I say to him, "How about your son?" Then
儿子在台湾。
And he said, "My son is in Taiwan."
啊，他自己工作了。
And now he's independent. He has his own job.
啊，结婚了。
He's married.
不要小孩。
Yeah, he doesn't want to have a child.
年轻人要 enjoy 他们的 life, 不要小孩。
They want to enjoy their own life. They decide not to have a child.
你知道这个现代人的思想跟古代不一样。
And you know, the people now they have a different concept compared to years ago.
哈娜要孩子，没有孩子。
Hannah at the time, she desired to have a child, and yet she couldn't.
所以他心里面很伤痛。
And therefore she suffered distress.
那么从圣经里面呢，我们就看见他在那里受苦，他在那里大哭。
And now from the description we realize she was disheartened, she was suffer painfully.
而且被他另外一个这个他丈夫另外的一个太太呢激怒他，因为他能生孩子，他不能生孩子。
And she was irritated and provoked by another wife of her husband because she was able to have children and yet Hannah couldn't.
我们知道在古代啊，你的社会中间，你的家庭经济的状况。
As we know back then, your economical status of a family,
你的财富
your wealth,
与你有多少孩子呢是直接相关的。
It's directly related and based upon how many children you have.
那个时候的农夫
at the time, all the peasants,
一个烤面包的师傅
a baker,
或者是一个修鞋匠
or whoever repair shoes,
无论做什么行业
no matter what jobs you hold,
有更多孩子
As more children you have,
你就有更多的生产力量。
Then you have more manpower to produce.
有更多的生产力量。
As the productivity rise,
你就能赚更多的财富。
Then you are able to earn a good living.
所以更多的孩子
And therefore more children,
更多的财富
will lead to more wealth.
你就更高在社会中间有地位。
Then you will have a higher status in the social, in your social circle.
孩子少
When you have less children,
你的一切多少
then everything becomes less.
啊，很多孩子
as you have more children,
赚很多钱
then you have you are able to produce more and earn more money.
你就富有
and then you become wealth.
那么孩子少呢
and what happened to people who have less children?
你就穷
then you become poor.
啊，所以这个 outline 说呢，没有孩子你就穷。
And therefore, we, from our outline, we realize that new children means no financial power.
啊，我们看见那是第一个事实。
And that's the first fact.
第二个事实。
The second fact is,
在那个时代
at that time,
如果你有十个孩子
if you have 10 children,
最后能够活下来的。
And then you, and also they are able to be to survive
到长大的
and until they become four mature men women
可能只剩下四个
and if then you only have four left
在那个时代啊没有这个社会安全金的
at the time there is no such thing as social security
没有退休金的
and there is no retirement fund
所以呢你基本上如果没有孩子的话呢你基本将来的老的时候呢没有办法养老的
and therefore if you don't have children then you are not able to retire because there is no one so, is going to support you
很多孩子
yet if you have more children
是你经济上面能够健康的要素
and it become the security for your financial well-being
有很多孩子
when you have more children
是你将来老的时候的生活保障
it become the security once you get old
没有孩子呢
and yet if you don't have any children
你就软弱
then you will become weak
你就软弱
you will become weak
原来啊在古代这个国家社会的强壮强大
Back then, in order to judge how powerful a nation was
那个国家的里头的老人民的这个这个数目是有关系的。
It's tightly close related with the the number of population in that nation.
如果你的国家生育率低的话
，If you have less productivity, the birth rate is low in your country.
你就比另外一个国家弱。
Then this country will be weaker than the other country.
强大。人数多的这个国家军队力量就强大那就来把你这个小的弱的这个国家就并吞了
When you have a bigger population then in turn you will have a bigger army and is able to conquer other country
所以呢这个有孩子啊是一个关乎生和死的事情
And therefore in order whether you have a child or not has closely related to your survival.
你有很多孩子
When you have more children,
你就成了社会国家的英雄
Then you become the high status in the country.
成为他们部落的英雄
It become the hero of your tribe.
因为国家的生死存亡是系之于你有没有很多孩子
Because whether this tribe or nation can survive or not has closely related to the birth rate and the number of children you have.
有的人要有孩子
And some people desire to have children
啊，是得着心情感上面的安慰
And perhaps they want to receive some comfort for their heart
但是圣经上面讲到有孩子
And yet when it was mentioned in the Bible
是关于生和死的事情
It has something to do with your survival
每一对夫妻有强大社会的压力
That every married couple, they all suffer a great pressure from the society.
没有孩子真的会死啊。
And truly indeed, if you don't have any child, you may die.
啊，你的家庭会死。
Your family will be destroyed.
你的部落会死。
Your tribe will go downhill.
你的国家会死。
Your country may go down.
因此妇女有很多孩子她就是英雄
And therefore when a woman who has many children she will become the hero of the place
因此在人的眼中她们就有价值
And people will value such women
在人的眼中看她们是英雄是有价值的
From people's eyes they are considered hero the one who holds the country together
没有孩子呢她就没有价值
And yet with people who had no childShe has no value.
所以被人激怒。
And therefore she will be provoked.
被人轻看。
And people despise her.
受羞辱。
And she will be humiliated.
这是那个时候的社会人要孩子所有的原因。
This is the main reason at the time people desire to have children.
结了婚有孩子那是爱的延续。
Once you marry, then you have children is...The prolonging of love.
啊，因为有一个爱的对象。
And because you have an object of love.
啊，你可以把你的爱能够传到孩子身上去。
You're able to communicate and pour down your love to your next generation.
这是好的事情。
This is something good.
可是那个时代的父母啊。
And yet, the parents at that time.
把有孩子啊。
They will treat the thing of having children
有孩子当成了一个生命中间最终极的事情
They treat it as the ultimate goals for their life
一定要有
They must to have children
没有孩子我就穷
Because when I have no child I'm going to be poor
没有孩子我就弱
If I don't have any children I will be weak
没有孩子我就没有价值
If I don't have any children I will be no value
人就把看有孩子这件事情啊，看成功他生命中要追求一定要有的一个偶像。
So people start to pursue this goal and eventually this become their idol in their heart.
什么叫偶像呢
And what does it mean idol? What's the meaning of idol?
我把它打出来是偶像是好的东西成为终极的东西。
So idol is something good. Good things becomes an ultimate thing.
一个好东西
Something good.
你会很享受。
You will enjoy it.
但是变成你生命的中心了。
And yet, when it becomes the center of your life,
那因为你说我有了那个东西。
Because now you claim because I have the thing I desire.
我就有地位。
Then I'm going to have status.
然后我就有价值。
Then I will be valued.
然后我就有意义了。
Then I will have the meaning of life.
超过人对着神所有的敬拜。
And now you treat the thing supersede our worship to our Lord.
那个东西就取代了神，成为你生活中间唯一要追求、唯一要得着、唯一要成就的。
Now this thing start to replace the place of God, and now it become your ultimate goal for your life.
所以在哈拿的那个时代啊，人是被这一种的观念所推动的。
And therefore, during the age of Hannah, people are motivated by such value system.
啊，让他们觉得说他们能够。高兴，能够觉得有价值，能够觉得被人看得起。
So people feel valued, people feel happy, people feel being respected because they have children.
我在纽约时报里面看见一篇的访问。
I read an interview in New York Times.
很有兴趣。
And I feel very interested.
有一个伊朗的妇女。
There is a woman from Iran. She was interviewed by a reporter.
记者说你是生在伊朗的。
And reporter asked her, since you were born in Iran.
那后来呢你就到了巴黎呢去求学呢就长大了。
And then you immigrate to Paris and then you grew up in Paris.
她是一个图案设计家艺术家。
She is an artist, a designer.
记者就问他说
And the reporter asked her,
你离开伊朗去了巴黎在巴黎长大
After you left Iran and went to Paris and grew up there,
离开那个伊朗那个保守很严谨妇女对吧头都要包起来只剩下两个眼睛的那个宗教管理的那个社会
And now you have departed the world in Iran which was so conservative that all women need to be wrapped and nothing can be exposed except eyes.
你到了巴黎
And now you grew up in Paris.
你心里面怎么感觉
And now what do you feel?
好像记者说呢你在伊朗你这个整个的妇女的地位被轻看妇女的这个言行呢被限制一定要带这样的穿这样的一个服装否则呢就是被别人轻看
So in reporters heart was thinking since women are all being despised in Iran and everything need to be wrapped around and nothing can be exposed
他说记者先生等一等
And she replied, say, Mr. Reporter, could you wait for a second here?
今天无论在哪里
Today, no matter where you are,
无论是哪一个社会成长的妇女
No matter in which society that women,
社会对妇女都是轻看的
that society always put down women, no matter where you are.
姐妹们同不同意
Do you agree, sisters?
啊，点头了，是吧
？Yes, you nod your head.
这个穆斯林的国家，妇女要把头都盖起来，只剩下眼睛。
Indeed, in Muslim countries, that all women need to be wrapped around and hide their body parts except their eyes.
这个伊朗妇女说，那么在美国呢，在西方社会呢，怎么看妇女呢
？And yet, this woman replied.Let us look at America, how America treat women.
你看看美国的时装啊，穿的这些妇女这个时装的这个时兴的穿的衣服就知道。
Why don't you look at the fashion that all women follow in America?
在西方的世界
，in the Western world,
把妇女只是看成一块肉而已。
And now they all treated women as a piece of meat.
你穿的越少人家越照这个像照相给你照的报纸上放的越
The less you wear, the more attention you will get.
记者本来要推他的。
As was the reporter's intention to push her to a corner.
那他把记者再推回去。
And actually she pushed the reporter back.
你知道他说什么吗
?Do you know what did she say?
他说这一个是一个集体社会的文化。
She said this is a corporate thing of culture of the world.
在古代的时候家庭是一切。
In the past, family is the center of everything.
有家庭有孩子那是你的身份。
And your identity is based upon your family, and then you will have some identity.
那是集体的文化的世界观。
And this is the, collectively, a culture of collective,
worldview.
Worldview.
Yeah. 你没有孩子。
If you don't have any children,
除非你有孩子。
Unless you have children,
你什么都不是。
Then you are nothing if you don't have any children.
但是在讲究个人主义的文化里面。
And yet, when we go to the culture of individualism,
像今天西方的社会。
Like today's Western world.
怎么找到你的重要？
Then how can you find your identity?
怎么找到你的意义呢？
Could you find your meaning of life?
你一定要瘦。
You have to be skinny.
啊，一定要这个很美丽。
You have to be thin and pretty.
啊，所以你一定要化妆的啊，很浓浓。
And therefore, you must put up enough makeup.
啊，否则你不能吸引人。
And otherwise, you're not being attractive.
你看，这是个人主义的这个世界观在这。
And now you understand this is the world culture of the individualism.
啊，妇女在古代。受到那样的文化的压力。
And women in the past, they would suffer some culture pressure.
每一个时代这个社会都在把不同的世界观来放在人的身上。
And yet throughout ages, the world is putting a different type of value system and putting upon people.
年轻人身上。
Putting upon youngsters.
老年人身上。
To the old.
男人身上。
To men.
女人身上。
To women.
那些不是神的东西。
They are all things they don't belong to God.
神以外的东西。
Something other than God.
成为最重要的东西。
And put them and become the ultimate thing that surpass God.
那叫做偶像。
This is what's the meaning of having an idol.
哈拿的痛苦。
The pain of Hannah
是因为当时的人拜偶像而来的。
It's because at the time people worship idols.
那你说我们今天不拜偶像啊？
And you may claim we are not worshiping idols today.
那不一定啊。
Well, not necessarily true.
那我们工作中间，我们事业上面一定要往上升，达到一个什么程度，那我们才会安心。所以呢，这个工作第一，我们弟兄们。
Yeah, perhaps in our job, our work, we want to pursue, we want to climb up the career ladder. And that thing can be our idols.
所以家庭啊孩子啊都可以放在后面。
And then you can put aside your family, your children.
你不是听说这个统计说这个 Dr. James Dobson 统计说在美国平均一个爸爸一个礼拜跟孩子讲话的时间17分钟而已。
A survey has done by Dr. Dobson saying that in average in America, a father only spend in average about 17 minutes to his children a week to have some conversation.
有的人以爱情为，如果有人爱我，那我就知道我还行。
Some people value love is the ultimate things. As long as I have love, then I'm valued.
你知道，你如果真的是以这个为你的这个价值为你的意义的话，你会把你那个所爱的人把他压垮。
Do you know once you treat love as your ultimate thing, you are going to kill your lover?
因为他不能够表现的差一点，有一刻他有一天，这个身体不好，心情不好，一直没有任何对你笑，你就说怎么了？你不爱我了？
If somehow your lover is getting sick that day, he or she was not capable to give you a proper response, and all of a sudden you become nervous, say, what's happening here? You're not loving me?
把好的事情当成最终极的事情，那是我们的问题。
Our problem is sometimes we treat something good and becoming an ultimate things of our life.
Hannah 怎么办呢？
How about Hannah here?
Hannah, 她的心路历程怎么改变呢？
How did Hannah transform her value system?
这是我们读的这段圣经。
And this is the passage we just read.
加州的伯克莱大学的教授 Robert Alter, 他是个希伯来文学家。
Professor Robert Alter in Berkeley University in California, he is a philosophy professor.
希伯来文学家,
Hebrew literature. Hebrew literature professor.
Yeah. 他读到 撒母耳记上第一章的时候,
when he read 1 Samuel chapter 1,
他注意到这个家庭分裂破坏的这个动力,
he realized the motivation and the cause of the division in a family.
这个丈夫呢, 以利加拿呢, 对哈拿呢, 格外恩宠,
Elkanah, the husband, paid more attention and favor one of the wives.
对哈拿说, Hannah, 我爱你,
and say to Hannah, say, I love you.
为什么我, 给你的总是双份?
And that's the reason why I give you double portion all the time.
哦, 在家庭里面有了这个厚此薄彼, 有了这样的一个偏心的光景呢, 就造成以利加拿, 对着这个比尼拿对哈拿的羞辱了。
And because there is a favoritism, going on in the family, and therefore the otherwise, Penanah start to mistreat Hannah.
这个 Robert Alter 就说，圣经里面没有一个地方记载多妻造成的痛苦，像撒母耳记上第一章里面所记载的。And
this professor saying that throughout the entire Bible, there is no family has more problem than the family of Hannah when they are having more wives in the family.
他说，圣经从开始到结束都说。 多妻是一个可怕的主意。
And from the beginning of the scripture to the end of scripture always tells us that having more than wife, one wife is a dangerous path.
啊, 特别是对妇女的剥削。
Especially the diminishing rights of women.
啊, 会毁掉每一个人。
It will destroy every single one in the family.
这个教授讲的话是很重要的。
It is true that this professor pointed out something important.
以利加拿这两个妻子,
Elkanah, he had two wives.
比尼拿代表他对着社会的这个希望，一个集体的社会所有的盼望，要有孩子。
Penanah, she represents the value of society of having children.
当她有孩子,
once she had children,
她再来讥笑哈拿没有孩子,
she started to jeer Hannah, saying that you don't have any child.
因为比尼拿她的心情她的价值观建立在社会所说到的有孩子这件事情上面。
Because Penanah's value system is based on the society value of having more children than you are more valuable.
当然这是个陷阱。
Of course, this is a trap.
那是社会所提供给他的。
This is a trap created by the society.
是社会上面对着家庭所有的盼望。
And because in the society, there is a hope being placed on families and the expectation being placed on the families.
这个丈夫以利加拿呢?
And yet the husband, Elkanah,
代表心理上面另外的一个盼望。
Elkanah represents the desire of another aspect.
以利加拿对哈拿说：“我爱你呀。”
Elkanah say to his wife Hannah, "I love you."
那比什么都重要啊。
As long as I love you, it's more important than anything else.
那比那个有10个孩子的人, 这个家庭还重要啊。
It's even more important to someone who have 10 children.
这个以利加拿代表另外一个极端。
So Elkanah, he represents another extreme.
代表一个以个人主义的这个社会对着妇女所提供的。
He is representing an individualism, what he can provide to a woman.
不要建筑你的地位, 你的价值观, 在有孩子这件事情上面。
Don't you build your value based upon how many children you have?
只要人看你呢, 很热, 很有吸引力, 很浪漫, 那有男人爱你, 那你就有价值。
As long as you present yourself as an attractive woman, and as long as you make men to love you, then you will have value.
哈拿两个都没有。
And yet, Hannah, she doesn't have both.
那么很有意思, 我们注意第九节。
And interestingly enough, let us focus on verse 9.
我这个特别的把几个字呢, 标的特别的颜色，他们在示罗吃喝完了，哈拿就站起来，祭司以利在耶和华殿的门框旁边坐在自己的位置上。
I highlighted with two phrases here. Once they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh, Hannah stood up. Now Eli the priest was sitting on his chair by the doorpost of the Lord's house.
哈拿站起来了。
Hannah stood up.
站起来什么意思呢？
What does it mean standing up?
站起来就是要从他的那个被羞辱那个自哀自怜的光景中间呢，他要站起来。
Standing up means she is ready to stand up and getting out of the circle, the environment of shame.
他要停止消极。
She wants to stop being depressed.
他要向神祷告。
She decided to pray to the Lord.
他拒绝了社会他以他的丈夫所提供给他的两种的偶像。
She will put away and deny and reject the two idols provided by her husband.
她站起来的承认文化社会这个偶像进到她的生命中间来了对她所产生的这个远离神所有的这个影响。
She stood up representing she against any value system from the society or the culture that will come into her heart and replace God's position in her life.
弟兄姊妹你注意有孩子是好的。
Dear brothers and sisters, let me warn you, it is very good to have children.
有孩子是好事一点没有什么不对。
Indeed, nothing wrong of having children.
有一个丈夫爱他也是好的。
There's nothing wrong to have a husband who loves you.
但是如果把这些好事当成终极的事一定要有否则我就 depress 否则我就不高兴那你就把别的代替神。
And yet if you take those good things become the ultimate goals of your life and having them is kind of replacing God in your life then you are having idols in your life.
哈拿要站起来。
Hannah, she stood up.
她要开始祷告。
She began to pray.
我们看看她怎么祷告。
Let us focus on how she prayed.
我们看看这个在她祷告的时候。
And when she prayed,
她说万军之耶和华你若垂顾卑女的苦情眷念不忘卑女赐给我一个儿子我必使他终身归于耶和华不用剃头刀剃他的头。
And she said out loud, Lord Almighty, if you will not only look on your servant's misery and remember me and not forget your servant, but give her a son, then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life and no razor will even be used on his head.
他对着神的认识是万军的耶和华。
How she understand who God is that she addressed God as Lord Almighty.
那是创造万有统管万有的神。
That is the Almighty that created the whole world and reign over the whole world.
他想到神的尊贵。
Because she understand the majesty of God.
想到神的永恒性。
She remembered the everlasting attribute of God.
神的无所不能。
That is omnipotent.
他的全能。
He is almighty.
他掌管一切。
That he reigns all things.
他主宰一切。
That he can govern all things.
神的伟大。
He is great.
他说这一位万军的耶和华你垂顾卑女。
And therefore she said, Lord almighty, if you only look on your servant.
他想到他自己是在穷乡僻壤中的那个小女子。
She understands she is merely an insignificant woman in a poor condition.
在这一位创造整个宇宙、整个星宿伟大的神面前，她是应当是像灰尘一样的。
She is so insignificant like a dust before the Lord Almighty, the great creator of the universe.
但这一位的神顾念她，
and yet,
纪念她。
This Lord looked after her.And remembered her.
她心里面何等的得着安慰。
Such a comfort she received.
这是神的属性。
And this is the attribute of our Lord.
基督徒能够在各样的困难中间把我们的眼光从我们的困难中间转到这位神的身上那就是我们得祝福的时候。
Christians can be blessed If we turn away our misery and focus on our eyesight and behold on our Lord,
他自己没有孩子。
Hannah is a woman who doesn't have any child.
她向来的祷告。
And now she came before the Lord and prayed.
求一个儿子。
Ask for a son.
她得着一个儿子。
She may receive a son.
神，她说，神啊，你给我一个儿子。
And she said to the Lord, Lord, give me a son.
然后我把他给你。
Then I will give him back to you.
哎，请问，她把她的是得祷告得来的儿子给了神，她自己有没有啊？
Let me ask you a question. Now she asked for a son, and then she returned the son back to God.
有没有啊？
What did she get then?
有没有？
What does she get? Is she getting anything?Is she getting anything?
我等你们回答。
Please answer.
有没有？
Is she getting anything?
她有没有？
Anything?
没有啊。
Nothing.
那你说，哎，她在求什么？
Then you may ask, then what's the purpose of asking?
啊，你给我一个儿子，然后我奉献让他做传道，给你做传道。
And Lord, give me a son, then I will give this son back to you so he may become a preacher.
啊，她不为着他的情感上的需要来求。
She did not ask and seek for to satisfy her emotional need.
在圣经的年代，如果一个人要侍奉神呢？
In the age of the biblical time, if a person decide to serve the Lord,
要做祭司的话，
if you decide to be a priest,
你一定要是一个利未家族的人。
You have to be a Levite.
如果你不是利未家族的人，
If you don't belong to the Levite tribe,
你要侍奉神的话，
If you desire to serve the Lord,
你要成为一个拿细耳人，
You have to become a Nazarite.
拿细耳人，身上有三个记号。
And in order to become Nazarite, you need to have three special characteristic on you.
他呢是不剃头发的。
First of all, you cannot have any razor on your head.
啊，第二呢，他是不喝这个浓酒、清酒的，不喝的人。
And you don't drink light or heavy wine.
那意思是地上出的出产，人从地上的自己的力量所得到的地是他不以那个作为他的快乐。
That is representing that see anything joyful that was produced from the ground. That's from human effort.
第三个，他不能够碰任何死的东西的。
The person is not supposed to touch anything dead.
哈拿求神赐给他一个孩子。
Hannah asked God to give her a son.
像个拿细耳人一样。
Then will set him apart as Nazareth.
在耶路撒冷的哭墙前面，这个小孩坐在那里。
And before the wailing wall, here is a Jewish boy sitting before the wall.
你看他的这个头发是不剃的，这个特别是发鬓呢，这个地方是不剃的。
As you see, his side being, they don't cut his hair.
你知道哈拿在祷告什么吗？
Do you know what the prayer of Hannah is?
给我一个儿子。
Give me a son.
我把他从小就送到圣所里面去。
I will set him apart. I will raise him up in the temple.
不是 I raise. 我把他送到圣所的里面，让他在那里长大。
Not I raise, but I'm going to make him to grow up in the holy temple.
让他成为祭司的帮手。
To set him apart so he can become a helper of a priest.
稍微再长大以后，他能成为祭司，能成为服侍神的人。
And when he become adult, then he can become a priest and become to become a servant of the Lord.
哈拿这样的祷告。
The prayer of Hannah.
对哈拿家庭的经济是没有帮助的。
It brings no economical help to the family.
生出一个孩子送走了。
When a child was born and then gave the child away.
让他到了老的时候，他也没有什么人，这个孩子不能来照顾他的。
And when she became old, no one will take care of her.
他不能够指望孩子养老的。
She cannot expect this child will help her when she became old.
有了这样的孩子，也不能给他在情感上面有任何的支持帮助。
And such a child won't give her a comfort while she needs some emotional support.
过去这个礼拜啊，这个 Hurricane Sandy 来临。
Hurricane Sandy came last week.
很多地方都没有电。
Many places were out of power.
我儿子儿媳妇家他们那里也没有电。
And my son and his wife, they also lost power.
所以呢我们就邀他们呢来啊我们家有电啊我们又有暖气啊。所以我太太呢每天呢早上就起来准备吃的马上他们要来了。然后我的女儿呢也帮着照顾这些孩子跟陪他们怎么样玩 Wii 啊告诉他们呢家里面忙得不亦乐乎。
And then my wife invite, our son and the family to come to our house and we do have power and come and my wife was busily cooking and taking care of their needs and my daughter also play with the children, play with them with the electronic games and we were all busy and happy.
因为没有电了我女儿也不能去这个 Lower Manhattan 上班了那个是路都不通了所以呢我们在家里面呢没有电了是我们最快乐的时候。
So, because there is no power in Lower Manhattan, therefore my daughter couldn't go to Manhattan and work. And therefore, losing a power become a good family time together. We really enjoyed it.
忙了一整整差不多一个礼拜。
We were busy throughout the week.
礼拜五我们去到我们教会的一个团契里面参加聚会了。回来的时候我女儿说哥哥 text message 来了他们 power back on 了他们有了 power.
And after we finish our Friday night fellowship on our way back, my daughter found a text from the brother saying, oh, we got the power back, now we can go back.
哈拿的儿子送到圣所里面去了。
And yet when Hannah sent her son to the holy temple,
就等于跟孩子完全隔离了完全 cut off 了。
And it means the relationship has been cut off and been separated.
不能够看到他。
She no longer is able to see him.
不能跟他一起玩。
She couldn't have a fun time and play with him.
送到圣所里面去了。
Because the son has been sent to the holy temple.
没有电子邮件。
There is no email.
没有手机。
There is no cell phone.
没办法 text message.
There is no text messaging.
所以在那个时代中间要孩子这种情感上的因素完全失去。
And then, their emotional attachment has been lost by sending the son to the holy temple.
那么为什么哈拿还求你给我一个儿子你垂顾我给我一个儿子呢?
And then why Hannah seek and plead to the Lord, say, give me a son, then I will give the son to you.
原来那个时代人要孩子有情感上的理由需要。
The reason why is at the time when people want to have children first, they want to satisfy their emotional need.
有社会的压力上的需要。
And there's a social expectation.
更有神学上面的理由和需要。
And there is a reason in terms of a theology.
有的人要孩子是因为情感上的理由。
Some people want to have a child because of their emotional need.
比尼拿他要孩子。
Penina, she desired to have children.
她要她自己能够情感上面能有一个爱的对象。
Penina desired to have an object of love, so she can love.
要在社会上面被人尊重。
She want to be respect and valued in the society.
那是看见她完全以自己为中心的。
She put herself as the center of her value system.
哈拿要孩子。
And yet Hannah desire to have a child.
不是为着情感上的理由。
It's not because of emotional need.
不是为着社会上的压力。
It's not because of the society, the expectation and pressure from the society.
他却采取了神学上的理由。
And yet, it's purely from a theological point of view.
他说是的，我一辈子都希望有孩子。
She say, indeed,I want to have a child all of my life.
但是神啊，我现在要孩子，因为为了你。
And yet, I do desire a child now. It's nothing else but because of you, Lord.
换一个角度说，我一辈子都希望能把生命带到世界上来。
That is for all of my life. I want to bring a life to the world.
现在神啊，我明白了，我要带出来这个生命是带出你的生命。
And now I realize the purpose of this. I want to bring out a life for you, Lord.
你的救恩。
It's because of your salvation.
让你的生命、你的救恩能带到世界上来，那是我要孩子的理由。
So that this person can bring forth the salvation and your life to the earth. And that this becomes the purpose of having children.
很多人是要一个东西，然后呢，把那个他的这个祷告中的要求呢，作为他的那个最终的目的。
And people sometimes desire to have something and center his or her prayer around that thing.
他这个借着得着那个东西，就叫他自己的价值增加。
By gaining that thing, the person feels her value has been increased.
也许他做工。
Maybe someone is working on a particular job.
他借着做工呢，求神给他力量能做得好呢，让他心里面呢，被别人来尊重。
He or she want to perform well in the job, and therefore the person will be respected by her or his peers.
所以呢，他的祷告不过是祷告不过是对他的讲是一个方法，一个凭借。
And therefore, his or her prayer is merely a method to achieve his or her own desire.
那不是神所要的。
This is not what God is asking or desire.
你看看这个哈拿。
Let us see what Hannah did.
17节以利说你可以平平安安的回去，愿以色列的神允准你向他所求的。哈拿说愿卑女在你眼前蒙恩。于是妇人出去吃饭，面上不再带着愁容了。
So Eli the priest answered, Go in peace and may the God of Israel grant you what you have asked him. Hannah said, May your servant find favor in your eyes. Then she went her wayate something, and her face was no longer downcast. She was relieved.
这一个祷告跟神有了交通，她整个这个人改变了。
Once she had some communication with the Lord, she was totally being transformed.
因为她发觉说她要孩子不是把她孩子作为一个凭借来使最后她的目的是她自己心里面得着什么。
Because as she was asking of a child, she is not using this as her ultimate goal, but rather at the end, she wants to receive the Lord in her heart.
她要一个儿子。
Yes, indeed, she desired to have a son.
起名叫做撒母耳。
She named him Samuel.
叫神借着撒母耳成为以色列百姓从那个世师没有王的那个警戒中间的那个时代转到君王的时代。
Through Samuel, he was able to bring God's will to the nation of Israel, so the nation of Israel can transform from the age of judges into the age of kings.
我们看见说这是哈拿在神面前心情的这个改变。
And we see the transformation of Hannah's heart.
还有呢我们再看。
And then we can, let us continue to see.
次日早晨他们起来在耶和华面前敬拜，就回到拉玛。到了家里，以利加拿和妻子哈拿同房，耶和华眷顾哈拿，哈拿就怀孕，日期满足，生了一个儿子，给他起名叫撒母耳，说这是我从耶和华那里求来的。
Early the next morning, they arose and worshiped before the Lord and then went back to their home at Ramah. Elkanah made love to his wife Hannah, and the Lord remembered her. So in the course of time, Hannah became pregnant and gave birth to a son. She named him Samuel, saying, Because I asked the Lord for him.
有了这一个儿子以后，然后我们就看见他来到第三，他开始唱歌了。
Once she was able to receive the son, she began to sing with joy.
这个唱歌啊，非常有意义。
And this singing carries a lot of meaning.
我们看一看她唱什么。
And let us see what did she sing.
这个第二章第三节，人不要夸口说骄傲的话，不要出狂妄的言语，因为耶和华是大有知识的神，人的行为被他衡量。
She sang,My heart rejoices in the Lord. In the Lord, my horn is lifted high. My mouth boasts over my enemies, for I delight in your deliverance.
从第四节开始，往下走到第七节、第八节，我们注意到哈拿认识到这一位的神呢，是可以调转，可以使得这个情况啊完全相反的。
The Lord Hannah, understood. is the Lord is able to maneuver and change the entire situation to, from bad to great.
勇士原来有弓的，这个弓被折断了。
And bows of warriors are broken.
跌倒的人有力量了，他能束腰了。
And those who stumble are armed with strength.
贫穷的人富足了。
And those who are poor and now they are rich.
卑微的人高贵了。
And now whoever are humble and now they are noble.
从灰尘里抬举贫寒人。
And from the dust, the Lord raised them up.
从粪堆里提拔穷乏人。
From the rubbish, the poor were raised.
你知道这讲了什么吗？
Do you know what was she talking about?
什么是灰尘？什么是粪堆呢？
What are considered dust?Or rubbish.
啊，我给你看看耶路撒冷的地图。
Let me give you a picture of Jerusalem.
我的那个 pointer 没有在这里，不要紧。你看见那个基伦西缪 Kidron Valley， 看见吗？
Do you see the Kidron Valley there?
啊，在这个山谷的基伦西的这边就是橄榄山。
Well, when you see the valley there, if you take a look on the side, it's the Mount Olive.
靠近下面的地方就是橄榄山。
That's down of the Kidron Valley is the Mount Olive.
那么就过了这个山谷呢，就进到圣殿的地方了。
When you pass that valley, then you enter the Holy Temple.
那么在这个你看得见这个耶路撒冷的城墙，看到吗？
Do you see the wall of Jerusalem city?
你看啊，这不是城墙吗？
Do you see the city wall there?
这个城墙
All around?
Yeah.
Just following the cursor there.
Yeah.
The mouse cursor.
那么当时住在城里头的人
And whoever live in the Jerusalem city
很多人在城里面居住有产生很多的垃圾。
And those people who live in the city, they produce a lot of garbage.
这个垃圾啊，那个时候他们到哪里去把垃圾处理呢？
And then how can they process and put the garbage aside from the city?
就放到 Hinnom Valley, 这个新嫩子谷。
They put all those garbage produced from the city to Hinnom Valley.
没有吃完的东西丢在那里。
Whoever wasn't finished, they put aside as garbage.
穷人就到那里去找吃的去。
Then poor people will go to the garbage dump and start to find food.
那叫做灰尘的地方。
And they are considered a place of dust.
那是被人轻看的，那是粪堆里面。
And those are the rubbish dump that they are being despised by people.
他就讲到他的心情。
It described
哈拿讲到她的心情。
Her heart, it described the mood of her heart here.
神眷顾贫寒人。
It said, the Lord look after who are poor.
啊，要使他们与王子同坐。
And he raised the poor so they may sit right next to with the princess.
王子要到那样的地方去。
And princess will go to the place like that.
什么意思？
And what does that mean?
你看下面一张图。
And let us look at the next picture here.
这是耶路撒冷啊，在主耶稣的时代所有的城的这个模型。
And this is the model of the time of during the time of Jesus of Jerusalem.
那么这个地方上面，这是所罗门的廊，整个的廊子，这是圣殿的区域。
And on the upper right hand corner is the columns of the temple of Solomon.
这里旁边就是安东尼堡，就是比拉多坐堂审判耶稣基督的那个地方。
And that's that front is the Pontius where Pontius Pilate judged Jesus.
这个 Antonius Fortress 啊，在那里。
Antonius Fortress.
耶稣呢就被鞭打审问以后呢，就带出来，就走到城门外面，到了哥哥塔这个地方。
So when Jesus was had been flogged, and then he was carried through the city wall and go through into the Mount Golgotha.
因为当时如果要审判人，要执行死刑，不能够在城里头，一定在城外面。
Because at the time, once you are judged, being punished to death, the execution cannot be done in the city, but they have to carry the execution outside of the city.
耶稣基督为着我们到了被轻看， 倒了背，那一个倒垃圾啊，那个新嫩子骨，圣经上说就是阴间，就是地狱，这个同意的那个意，同样的意义的这个地方。
So the value of hinness is considered as the same meaning of hell.
Right.
And Jesus, for our sake, he went through this process.
你说我们的弥赛亚不是大有能力吗？
You may say, wasn't our Messiah the one who saved us? Wasn't he supposed to be the mighty one?
犹太人不相信耶稣是弥赛亚，就是耶稣怎么可能弥赛亚来了这里，怎么这样的被人轻看，被人吐口水呢？
The Jews couldn't believe that Jesus is Messiah, that how can he be ridiculed, being despised and be spat on?
原来你所理解的，犹太人所理解的弥赛亚，是从男人身上看见那个预表弥赛亚来临的这些人身上。
Because how Jews understand the coming of Messiah is from the perspective of a man that's supposed to be glorious, supposed to be a prince-like.
那些弥赛亚要来之前的先锋啊。
And the opening way of Messiah.
Pioneers, 撒母耳啊，参孙啊，大卫啊，基甸啊
Samuel, Samson and Gideon,
他们都是大有能力的。
They were almighty warriors.
看看耶稣。
Then they look at Jesus.
怎么这么软弱呢？
How feeble he was and weak.
被骂不还口。
And being flogged and being despised, and yet he doesn't return any words.
啊，这个钉在十字架上面，他就没有任何的反抗。
And when he was crucified on the cross, he did not deny and he did not resist.
犹太人忘记了，没有看一看从妇女身上所预表的弥赛亚这个系列来看一看。
Because Jews forgot to look at how the Messiah supposed to be, the forthcoming of Messiah supposed to be from the women's point of view.
第一个跟弥赛亚的来临有关的妇女就是撒拉。
The very first person has anything to do with Messiah, the first woman is Sarah.
她不能够怀孕。
Sarah,She was barren.
啊，老年了，不能够生子。
She was old and she wasn't able to give birth.
也是被人轻看。
She was despised.
但是却是从她不可能的时候，神却赐给亚伯拉罕，他们不能生的时候，赐给他们以撒是弥赛亚后裔的这个种，作为种子。
And yet, at the age of impossible age, she was able to give birth and become the descendant.Of Abraham.
那么我们再看见说呢，这个借着利亚，这个雅各不要的这个妻子，不看中的这个妻子。
And through Leah, who being despised by Judah,
by Jacob.
By Jacob, excuse me.
从他却生出君王的后代犹大。
And she was able to give birth of the descendant of, and she was able to give birth to Judah, who is the ancestor of kings.
对，呀呀，很好。那参孙的母亲是不能怀孕的。
Samson's mother, she was barren.
也受苦。
She suffered and was despised.
撒母耳的母亲哈拿也是不怀孕的。
Same to Samuel's mother, she was barren.
借着这一些妇女所受的羞辱，受的痛苦，救恩被带出来。
Through their shame and suffering, the salvation has been manifest and brought out from their sufferings.
耶稣基督为我们受苦、受羞辱，救恩从耶稣基督带出来了。
Jesus Christ suffered shame for us, and therefore Jesus brought forth salvation.
通过耶稣基督的十字架。
Through the crucifixion of Jesus Christ.
我们今天也能够得着神所给我们的安慰，神给我们的救恩。
We now are able to receive comfort and peace from our Savior.
我们今天能够 歌唱，像我们刚才唱诗的时候那么样的喜乐，那么样的高昂。
And today we are able to sing with joy.
因为我们的主为我们受了苦。
It's all because our Lord, He has suffered for us.
当哈拿经过这些痛苦的时候，
As Hannah went through all of her sufferings,
她的生命不再围着孩子转。
Her life no longer centered around whether she will have a child or not.
不再围绕着她丈夫给她的爱来转。
She no longer center her identity around the love from her husband.
哈拿的心呢，被神扩大了。
Hannah's heart has been enlarged by the Lord.
她为着神的需要祷告。
And now she prayed for the need of the Lord.
所以神赐给她一个儿子。
And therefore the Lord grant her a son.
让撒母耳成为弥赛亚这个行列预表，跟神的这个预表有关的这个行列。
So Samuel become the symbol of forecoming of Christ, Messiah.
弟兄姊妹，我们从哈拿的祷告中啊，我们能够学习到这样的神所给我们的恩典跟教训。
And Lord, help us, for us, we can understand through Hannah's prayer, we understand the Lord's will for us.
我们为着主而活。
We live for the Lord.
能存到永远。
That can last forever.
我们姐妹刚才祷告的时候说，多少人这个他整个的家业因着这个 hurricane 一来临，整个的就都没有了 ，wipe out。
Like our sister prayed before, many of people's possession or their property were wiped out by Hurricane Sandy.
属神的儿女也会经历这个遭遇。
And actually, those of us who belong to the Lord, we will experience the same thing.
所以我们的教会今天早上没有聚会。
And therefore, today there is no worship.For our church today.
我们那么多的弟兄姊妹，因为教会没有电。
Because we have so many brothers and sisters, and yet we couldn't have gathering because there was no power.
有的人呢，就是住得远呢，这个买汽油都很有问题。
And some people who live a little bit distance away, they couldn't even get gas.
神借着难处把我们带到以神为中心，思想一下我们的生命跟神自己有关联没有。
Through difficulties, God brings us into a scenario we understand we need to bring God into the center of our life.
我们的心在没有电、没有汽油的时候能够感谢吗？
Are we able to sing praise and give thanksgiving in the time of no power?
在美国的人今天已经没有办法没有电生活了，没有汽油没办法生活了。
Today, people who live in America couldn't live a life without any power or gas.
但是如果我们有神，
And yet, as long as we have God,
我们为神而活，
as long as we live for God,
我们就在一切的困难中间数算神的恩典，
then we can count our blessing in the midst of difficulties.
当没有电，没有的时候，你看见很多教会，他们去准备sandwich bag, 他们送给那些无家可变成一个无家可归的人，能够成为别人的祝福，成为别人的帮助。
In the time of a calamity such as this, we see many churches, they prepare sandwiches and send out those people who lost their homes.
他们的心被扩大了。
And now their heart has been enlarged.
他们的爱的那个触角能够更广了。
They're able to touch many through their love.
求主用着他的话对我们说话。
May God speak to us through His own words.
我们低头来祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
And Lord, we give you thanks.
在这个风灾的环境中，
In the time of hurricane,
你的恩典保守我们在这里这一代的弟兄姊妹。
Your grace protect people who live in this area.
我们向你献上感谢。
And Lord, we give you thanks.
我们也有一些肢体在主里面遭遇到环境中间的难处。
And yet we realize there are body of Christ who suffer the difficulties in their encountering right now.
愿主用你的话，用你的灵安慰他们，鼓励他们。
And Lord, may you encourage them and comfort them through your own words.
主啊，你给我们顺利。
And Lord, you give us good time.
你给我们祝福。
You gave us blessing.
是为着让我们能成为你祝福的管道。
So that we can become conduit for others.
愿你用着我们使别人得祝福。
And Lord, may you use us so they may, others may receive blessing from us.
我们谢谢你对我们说话。
And Lord, we thank you for speaking to us.
愿主保守你的话在我们的心里。
And Lord, may we keep your words in our hearts.
把荣耀归给你。
And give all the glory to you.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.